So I started working all these angles, and slowly I began to change. But I found out a lot of the advice really was wrong, especially with the females. With the males, it was okay. So one piece of advice it was interesting. It talked about a lot of the books talked about becoming a good listener. It says if you're a good listener, you don't have to hardly say anything, and people will think you're a marvelous conversationalist. And there are two magic words to being a marvelous conversationalist. Two magic words. And the two magic words are then what? And I thought, well, that's interesting. Yeah, just pay attention to what the guy's telling you and then say, yeah, then what? And so I told this to a friend of mine. And then a few days later, I was visiting with him and I was telling him some story or something. And then he said, looks at me and he says, then what? And it didn't occur to me what he was doing, you know. And so I thought, boy, he usually isn't interested in what I'm saying. You know, the guy kind of reminds me of like Wally and Dilbert, if you ever read Dilbert, you know. So you know, Wally isn't the type of guy to say, hey, I'm really interested in your story, you know. So I was telling him the story, and he says, then what? And I kept rambling on. I thought, wow, that's fascinating. And he's really, really interested in what I'm saying. And I rambled on for about a half hour. And he said, must have said, then what, about 15 times or so. He just said, that's all he said. And then he says, then what? And then it dawned on me what he was doing. I says, you're not really paying attention, are you? You're just saying, then what, aren't you? He says, yeah. He says, it works like a charm. I grabbed him. I just felt like strangling the guy. But I thought, but it was interesting how that worked. It even worked on me when I knew about it. You know, a couple days after I told him, he pulled that on me. And I thought the guy was just enraptured with what I was saying. He was just pulling a prank on me. So anyway, those are two magic words. But it didn't win the girls over. Girls like to talk to me, but they didn't want to date me. And I thought, I was a nice guy. But I found the secret of keeping girls interested. It's like the rebel without a cause. The guy has to have a little bit of rebel without a cause in him. For instance, if you're at a swimming pool and you're really polite to the girls, they will be, you know, they won't take much note of you. But if you if you play with them a little bit rough, maybe even throw them in the water, and then they'll take notice of you. So it's interesting that girls like a guy that is aggressive, and I didn't find that in any of the books. I only found that out with trial and error. But anyway, after a lot of effort, I finally got to the point where I could make friends with anybody I wanted, and I could get pretty much all the dates I wanted. And then after I achieved this, I thought, you know, I haven't really achieved much because the really good people in my life, I thought, are the ones that have just like always been there pretty much. Like my friend Wayne in the book, who's now dead. He was a friend from the beginning. My other friends, old-time friends, they're the type of people that I would like to be friends with if I had the power to enrapture people or if I didn't have the power to enrapture them. Wouldn't matter. But, you know, the really good people, you don't have to go out of your way to attract them and bring them into your life. You just have to be yourself. And the good people that are on your wavelength will naturally gravitate toward you. But we still want to move ahead. It was advantageous for me to learn how to use the word then what, how to listen appropriately. How to, oh, another clue was just to smile. If you look at somebody and smile, man, it just does wonders. I'm not a big smiler, but I know if anybody smiles at me, especially a female, I think, you know, it just makes my day just about. So a smile just goes a tremendous way. Like Lorraine there smiling at me. So what we need to do, each one of us, is look at what there is in us that needs to change. And one of the changes that happened in my life that helped a lot was when I become more sensitive to what people were thinking. Now, my wife might argue with me because anyone you're really close to thinks that you don't are always not tuned into them as much as you should be. But I try to be. But overall, my ability to pick up people's thoughts toward me increased. And that was one of the things that really helped me in my public relations with other people, was to be able to, when I was talking to them, to be able to pick up their thoughts and feelings as it relates to me. And that was a real big item. And that happens to people when energy follows thought. I think a lot of the reason it happened to me was because I was putting so much attention on overcoming my social handicap that I saw myself as having, that it eventually led to me being able to pick up people's vibrations. So if in my later dating years, if I ask a girl on a date, I knew beforehand whether or not she'd say yes, because I could pick it up. So that way I didn't get a lot of rejection, because the ones I knew would say no, I just didn't ask. And then there were others on the border where you ask and they hum all around, and then you have to talk them into it. Then it's funny, in my life I've been pretty much pulled into sales and working for myself. I worked for 12 companies in a row that went out of business. And one of them had been in business for close to 200 years. And so you wouldn't expect that to go out of business. I lasted the longest with that. I lasted, I think, 10 months before it went under. But I thought, somebody's trying to tell me something. So I worked for so many businesses that went out of business that I just went into either business on my own or in sales, and it always involved sales. And I was kind of introvertish when I was young, so this everything in life forced me to be a little bit more extrovertish than was my natural inclination. And so I've worked in sales a good portion of my life, and that has been a big benefit for me, because it helps you to get out of yourself, to interplay with people. And that's one of the problems with many people interested in the inner world, is they don't pay enough attention to the outer world. And in my life, I've always been interested in the inner world, but circumstances have always pulled me into paying attention to the outer world. For instance, working for 12 companies in a row, that instead of just getting a comfortable job where I'm in a niche and have my free time to myself, I kept being forced into situations where I had to put a lot of attention in the outer world in order to survive. And this has been good for me. So overall, the accident I had forced me to focus on changing myself into a different person on the personality level than I was earlier. And I keep thinking, I've often thought many times throughout my life, if I didn't have that accident, how would I be different? And I think in a lot of ways, I probably would be a lot different. And I think it's benefited me a lot. Now, do I want to have another accident and get more benefits? No. You never want to do that, do you? But when life sends you a lemon, you make lemonade as best as you can. That's the That's the key.
So when I throw in the water and handle her rough,
what's that?
And she says, "What are you doing?" Then I'm just going to say, "J.J. Dewey said this would work."
Yeah, it has to be done right. If it's not done right, you'll be looked on like a creep. You know, here's a weirdo guy, you know. The timing is everything. If you, for instance, this is one thing I discovered in my relationship with females. The timing has to be almost perfect. You have to have a sense of timing. If you have a sense of timing, you can be very obnoxious, and they will like it. If your timing is bad and you're obnoxious, they'll think you are very weird and stay away from you. You know, so it's there's really the funny thing about it. It would be really difficult to write a black and white book about relationships because timing is so important. And if you don't have that timing, it just doesn't work. It's funny, I was telling this to Artie, and she said, "That's not true. I don't like to be thrown in the swim pool." Well, Adam, through a short time after, threw her in the water up at McCall, and she had a great time. I said, "Well, see, you just proven my theory. You don't like to be thrown in the water, you say that wouldn't work, but you still love Adam to pieces."